KSDP, 8:30 a.m. in Sandpoint, K201DA, 88.1 FM in King Cove, KOLD, 91.9 FM in Cold Bay, KFPS, 88.1 FM in Falls Pass, and KKQA, 88.1 FM in Akutan, Alaska.
It's time now for your community window here on KSDP. Starting with job openings, the QT Tribe of Sandpoint is looking for a grant writer, an executive director, an environmental assistant, and an administrative assistant. The Shimbigan Corporation of Sandpoint is hiring a bartender. The Palouf Harbor Tribe is hiring a tribal environmental coordinator. The City of Sandpoint is hiring a part-time pull-tab sales assistant, a full-time temporary public works laborer, and a full-time temporary harbor office assistant. Each is hiring a behavior health trainee and a community health representative. Both of those positions can be in Sandpoint or King Cove. They are also hiring a clinical information clerk for King Cove, a community health aide for Falls Pass and Nelson Lagoon, and a clinical information clerk slash janitor for Cold Bay. And today is May 1st, 2025. Happy 16th birthday to Iris Gunderson. Happy birthday to Celia Ryswick. Happy birthday to Janelle, Nick, and Gianna Carlson. And happy birthday to Sue Cochran. And that's all for the community window. If you have anything you'd like for us to put on the air or web, you can contact us through email at cw@apradio.org. You can call us at 907-383-5737, or you can still fax us at 907-383-5271. Also, look for updates, meeting archives, and more at apradio.org. I'm Amy Mack. Thanks for listening and have a great day. It's time now for your weather, tide predictions, and sunrise and sunset. Starting with your coastal water forecast, courtesy of the National Weather Service of Anchorage, Alaska. From Sidkenap to Castle Cape, small craft advisory tonight and Friday. Today, northwest winds 20 knots, seas 4 feet. Tonight, northwest winds 25 knots, seas 5 feet. And Friday, west winds 30 knots, seas 6 feet. Castle Cape to Cape Tolstoy, small craft advisory through tonight. Today, northwest winds 25 knots, seas 3 feet. Tonight, northwest winds 25 knots, seas 4 feet. And Friday, northwest winds 20 knots, seas 4 feet. Cape Tolstoy to Cape Sarashef, small craft advisory through tonight. Today, northwest winds 25 knots, seas 5 feet. Tonight, northwest winds 30 knots, seas 5 feet. And Friday, northwest winds 20 knots in the morning, becoming variable 10, seas 3 feet. Port Hyden and Nelson Lagoon, small craft advisory tonight and Friday. Today, west winds 20 knots, seas 6 feet. Tonight, west winds 25 knots, seas 7 feet. And Friday, west winds 25 knots, seas 7 feet. Nelson Lagoon to Cape Sarashef, today, northwest winds 20 knots, seas 7 feet. Tonight, west winds 20 knots, seas 6 feet. And Friday, northwest winds 15 knots, seas 5 feet. Your detailed forecast for the Alaska Peninsula. Today, partly sunny. Highs near 41. Northwest winds 15 to 20 miles per hour with gusts as high as 30. Tonight, mostly cloudy. Lows around 33. Northwest winds 20 to 25 miles per hour with gusts as high as 30. And Friday, mostly sunny, highs near 42, west winds 10 to 15 miles per hour with gusts as high as 25. Your tide predictions for the Popoff Island. There was a high tide at 4:50 a.m. at 8 feet 1 inch, a low at 12:12, a minus tide of 1 foot 7 inches, a high at 7:06 p.m. at 5 feet 5 inches, and a low tonight at 11:42 at 3 feet 3 inches. Your sun rose at 6:59 this morning, and your sun will set at 10:19, bringing us up to 15 hours and 20 minutes of daylight hours. And that was your weather, tide predictions, and sunrise and sunset here on KSDP and KAEB. I'm Amy Mack. Thanks for listening, and have a great day.
Today on KUCB News, Late Onunga Benny Benson received a posthumous honorary doctorate from an Alaska university last weekend. And a new state bill could give Alaska's public schools a $700 increase to basic per student funding. All of that and more coming up.
Local programming on KUCB is made possible by the Aleutian Housing Authority, providing affordable housing services in the Aleutian Pribilof Islands region and working hard to create employment, job training opportunities, and promote economic development. More information at ahaak.org.
You're listening to KUCB 89.7 FM on Alaska. It's Thursday, May 1st, 2025. I'm Sophia Stewart Rossi with some local news. Benny Benson, the designer of Alaska's state flag, was recognized over the weekend with a posthumous honorary doctorate from Alaska Pacific University. The move comes almost a century after Benson's unlikely win in a statewide design contest for Alaska school children. It's also happening during an ongoing push from historians to recognize his cultural heritage as Onunga from the Aleutian Islands. KUCB's Andy Lusk has the story.
It's not unheard of to see crowds welcoming arrivals at Ted Stevens Anchorage International Airport. When soldiers and veterans make the long trek home or a sitting president visits the last frontier, Alaskans come together to give them a proper greeting. But today's arrival is unique. Darren Herman has just landed. He's the grandson of Benny Benson. He exits to a crowd cheering, singing the Alaska flag song, waving the iconic blue and gold-starred banner, and performing traditional Onunga dances. He knew there would be a reception, but not how big it would be.
I can't even put words to it. I would have never dreamt anything like this. This is just awesome. It's crazy.
Herman is from North Dakota, but has deep family roots in Alaska. His grandfather was the boy who overcame unlikely odds and prejudice to become the first and only known Native person to design an American state flag. Benson died in 1972 at age 59 and is now receiving an honorary doctorate in humane letters. Herman is here for the ceremony. It's his first time visiting the state, and his schedule is packed thanks to his guide.
I know Mike's got a lot of ideas and stuff that he wants me to try to do, so I'll probably just follow him.
Mike Livingston is a regional historian whose work centers on overlooked Alaska Native stories in the Aleutians and beyond. He was part of a team recognized by the Alaska Press Corps earlier this month for shedding light on the state's missing and murdered indigenous people. He also played parts in recognizing the World War II service of Onunga soldier Private George Fox and in bringing traditional Onunga names back to Aleutian sites with offensive monikers like Nip Hill and Nazi Creek.
These projects, they're a great deal of fun. They bring me a lot of satisfaction to recognize our heroes who have, in a real sense, been forgotten.
He spent years researching Benson's life and heritage. He was the lead author of a 2022 paper that sought to correct a misconception that Benson was Aleutic or Supiak, not Onunga. Livingston pushed to have Benson posthumously enrolled as a member of the Kamilungan tribe of Unalaska, which was approved the same day Benson's grandson landed in Alaska. Livingston says Benson receiving an honorary doctorate is pretty dang cool.
He really should have received it when he was still with us, but it's never too late to correct wrongs.
Benson grew up in the Jesse Lee Home for Children, a boarding school in Unalaska that later moved to Seward. He experienced firsthand discrimination during the flag design contest when a panel of judges, some of whom were members of the Seward Press, wrote offensive things about him on the basis of his ethnicity. This lit a spark in him, and in the 1960s, he successfully advocated for his inclusion in the Kodiak Elks Lodge, opening the door for other Alaska Natives to join the Elks. Livingston calls Benson a positive role model.
He was a brave young man who stayed in the contest and won the contest. If it hadn't been for Benny, we just probably would have another boring state flag with a blue background and a state seal in the middle of it, like half of the state flags are, just really, really boring.
At the commencement, over 100 graduates are being recognized, including Benson. Alaska Pacific University President Janelle Vanas credited his contributions to the state.
Today, we Alaskans are proud of our flag. Our state song echoes the words that young Benny submitted with his very design. We have our flag because of Benny's resolve.
The room is packed with family and friends of the graduates, many of whom are Alaska Native themselves. Herman walks on stage and accepts his grandfather's doctorate. After the ceremony, Herman says, as busy as it was, his first visit to Alaska was awesome and a learning experience.
A lot of the stuff's new to me, and it's great to hear the story and be part of it.
Reporting for KUCB, with help from Adeline Baxter, I'm Andy Lusk.
President Trump asserted on Monday that he had fired three members of the board that directs the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, including an Alaskan with deep roots in public media. Diane Kaplan ran the Alaska Public Radio Network before leading Alaska's largest philanthropic organization, the Rasmussen Foundation. In 2022, President Biden appointed Kaplan to the CPB board, which oversees the annual distribution of more than $500 million to public media organizations, which, full disclosure, includes KUCB. 40% of Unalaska's community broadcasting station is from CPB funding. Kaplan's term wasn't set to expire until 2026, but on Monday, a memo from the Trump White House said she and two other board members were fired, effective immediately.
I was surprised. You know, I don't want to conjecture about the legal implications. I'm not an attorney. But my understanding has always been that only Congress could remove a CPB board member. So, but these are different times and things are happening in a different way. So we'll see.
Kaplan says we'll see because the CPB sued. And on Tuesday, a judge issued an order stopping the firings, at least until another hearing set for mid-May. The move comes amid talks that Republicans in Congress might push to rescind funding already appropriated for public media. Kaplan says that would be devastating for rural TV and radio stations in Alaska.
For some of the stations in Alaska, federal funding through CPB represents up to 70, 80, 90% of their operating costs. And these are very, very small operations, one person, one staff, and a lot of volunteers. So their ability to continue on is very unlikely.
Whether Kaplan remains on the board is still an open question. Alaska's public schools may get a long-sought increase in state funding this year. A bill that would boost funding and make changes to education policy passed the state House and Senate yesterday and will soon head to Governor Mike Dunleavy's desk. House Bill 57 would provide a $700 increase to basic per-student funding, the base student allocation. That's a long-time priority for the bipartisan coalitions who control the House and Senate. The compromise package would also limit students' cell phone use during school hours and make it easier to create new charter schools. Talk Republican Senator Mike Kronk, a former teacher, was one of 14 minority lawmakers in the House and Senate who joined the bipartisan majorities in supporting the bill.
This bill supports all public schools, brick and mortar, charter, homeschool correspondence, and residential.
The bill also includes a provision that would provide incentives to school districts based on their performance if lawmakers also pass an unrelated tax bill. Senators voting against the education funding said they were worried the tax bill may not pass into law. Senate Minority Leader Mike Schauer, a Republican from Wasilla, said he would advocate for the tax expansion, but the uncertainty led him to vote against the education funding bill.
I want to know that I'm voting for something that is going to do what I think it's going to do, and I can't guarantee that.
It's unclear whether Governor Mike Dunleavy will sign or veto the bill. Dunleavy's office did not immediately respond to a request for comment. But lawmakers may not need Dunleavy's consent. House Speaker Bryce Edgman, a Dillingham independent, says he's confident the support behind the bill means it will become law.
We are going to get something through this year, and we will override the governor if he chooses at this time to, you know, on a second occasion, veto the bill. I would hope, again, to be repetitive, that that the governor respectfully takes heed of the broad support.
Several minority lawmakers said they would vote to override a veto from the governor if it becomes necessary. Last year, lawmakers fell one vote short of overriding Dunleavy's veto of a similar bill. The City of Onalaska's Aquatic Center is hosting a special polar bear plunge tomorrow at the pool. Why a polar bear plunge, you ask? Well, the pool is currently running colder than normal, and they're working on fixing it. In the meantime, community members are invited to brave the chill and race the clock in a swim meet. Aquatic manager Amanda Schmall and aquatics program coordinator Amber Lee stopped by the station this morning. Here's a clip of them explaining how they turned this maintenance challenge into a fun community event.
So usually our pool is around 82 degrees, and we're probably about down to 65 now, between 65 and 70. We're just having some boiler issues, and we did have to cancel a lot of kids' programming because it's just not recommended for kids to be swimming at an extended time temperature. So we been a little, I told Amber, I was like, I'm having empty nest syndrome.
We gotta do something about that.
Yeah, there's no one here. And we like to, obviously, we like to keep, we're here for the public. And when there's no public, it's just kind of a bummer. So the other day, a patron, I don't know if they were joking or serious, but they're like, you should do a cold plunge or something. And originally we would laugh at it. But then I was like, we should do a cold plunge. And so I like gave this idea to Amber, and Amber did her thing, like her programming, put a swim meet together. Yeah, and
we've already got the polar bear run. Why not do a polar bear plunge?
Exactly.
It's the same concept. It's cold.
That was aquatic manager Amanda Schmall and aquatics program director Amber Lee talking about tomorrow's polar bear plunge happening at the pool. Check-in for the community swim meet starts at 5 o'clock in the evening, warm-ups at 5:30, and the competition starts at 6 o'clock. Sign-up sheets are available at the Aquatic Center and PCR. And for more information, call the PCR at 907-581-1297. Let's take a look at KUCB's community calendar for other events happening for the rest of the week. Fireside Riding Club will be meeting this evening from 7 o'clock to 8:30 in the evening at the Onalaska Public Library. Riders of all experience levels, age 16 and up, are invited to share poetry, spoken word, song lyrics, short fiction, and other creative work in a supportive environment. This event happens monthly. Onalaska City School District will host a multicultural celebration tomorrow afternoon starting at 1 o'clock till 2. Celebrate the colorful festivals, traditional dances, and more. This event is open to the public and will take place at the school's big gym. If you can't be there in person, KUCB will provide live stream coverage on KUCB's Facebook page. The Onalaska Visitors Bureau will host the 19th Annual Wine Tasting Gala and Fundraiser this Saturday from 7 o'clock to 10 in the evening at the Grand Aleutian Hotel on the second floor event rooms. The event is themed Circus of the Sea. Guests can enjoy 12 select wines paired with appetizers, and attendees will have opportunities to participate in a live auction, silent auction, door prizes, and split the pot drawings throughout the evening. For more information on this week's community events, head to our community calendar at kucb.org. That's the news from Onalaska. I'm Sophia Stewart-Rossi, and you're listening to KUCB 89.7 FM. Find us online at kucb.org, and please stay tuned for your local and marine weather forecasts.
Yeah. dreamer, but my heart's a gold. I had a runaway high, so I wouldn't come home low. Just when things went right, it doesn't mean they were always wrong. Just take this song.
KSDP is generously supported by Precision Airways in Sandpoint, Alaska, offering chartered air services throughout the Aleutians Eastboro and beyond. For more information on charters and prices, Theo is available at 907-989-4080. Precision Airways is a proud sponsor of KSDP.
We'll be right back. Till the day I die. Don't make the You're listening to 8:30 a.m. KSDP in Sandpoint, Alaska. KSDP programming is heard in King Cove on 88.1 FM, K201DA. Aleutian Peninsula Broadcasting Incorporated owns and operates radio station KSDP. APBI is funded by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, the Alaska Public Broadcasting Commission, generous corporate partners, and by listeners like you. For information on becoming a supporting member of KSDP, visit our website at ksdpradio.com.
Platform, the man gave me the news. He said, "You must be joking, son. Where did you get those shoes? Where did you get those shoes?" Well, I've seen them on the TV, the movie show. They say the times are changing, but I just don't know. These things are gone forever, over a long time ago. Oh, yeah.
Ocean Adventures LLC is making application for a new outdoor recreation lodge license. Per Alaska Statute 04.09.280, this is a liquor license doing business as Sandy River Lodge, located at latitude 56.23, longitude -160.07, Aleutian Zeesboro, Alaska. Interested persons should submit written comment to their local governing body, the applicant, and to the Alcoholic Beverage Control Board, 550 West 7th Avenue, Suite 1600, Anchorage, Alaska 99501, or via email alcohol.licensing@alaska.gov.
She got it.